keep the kids out and free up the apps for everyone else who may want to use them.
I think I think that on the phone it works well, but there's something with the iPhone OS that it's allowing these to pop up. It says all HTTP requests go to the server, so it's hard to figure out all the. I don't know. It's all technical. It's too much technical shit for me. Remember, I'm not the computer geek.
Well, I think that's the difference here is that since Apple has traditionally not allowed these applications in, now people are creating these pseudo apps, which are basically just websites that look like apps, right? They're very mm-hmm. simplified, dumbed down websites
right.
that people are getting to from the browser on their phone.
So you feel like it's just a political thing with Apple? Like, it's not a real issue except for that Apple wants to maintain control and they're getting the run. I mean, people are figuring out how to take the control away from them, and so they're
I think it's stupid on Apple's part. If they want to have any form of control over the platform, they need to make it so everyone who wants to play can play mm-hmm. just by, you know, rules that everyone can play by. If mm-hmm. you block someone out, they're going to find a way around it if they really want to get in there, and I think that's what's happening. So mm-hmm. I think shame on Apple, because they should have seen this coming.
Shame, shame.
Moving on to our what the fuck for this weekend. For this weekend?
This weekend?
What the fuck?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I know.
That's funny.
So our what the fuck new website makes old claims about porn. Oh, joy.
Okay, this is our what the fuck because this website is so fucking weird. It is so funny. Okay, it's called fightthenewdrug.org, right? And they totally portray themselves as unbiased as far as, like, they're not into a certain religion, quote-unquote, or a certain political campaign. It's all about fighting it as this pandemic that's spreading across the world, and we need to work together to bring harmony and peace and free people from this addiction to porn that they have. And the shit on this site is so fucking funny. Like, I went through every single page on it because I was laughing my ass off when I read it. They literally have like stories, right, from people who are true survivors of porn addiction.
Which are completely scientific, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh, of course. And the stories are, there's one girl who talks about how it ruined her relationship because her first boyfriend confessed during their relationship that he was a porn addict. And ever since then, she's been healing and recovering from that process. And it just destroys relationship because it brings lying and objectifying, et cetera, et cetera.
What does that have to do with her?
I know, that was my thing. And then there's another story from another woman who talks about how she was so demoralized when she found out that her husband was looking at porn that she has taken years and years and years to try to rebuild her self-esteem because she was convinced then that every time he looked at her, he was really wishing for someone else who looked more like a porn star. And going on and on about how it's ruined her life.
I think someone needs a job.
Oh my God, it is so funny. Except for when you want to click on the science section, right? It talks about the physical effects of pornography and goes on and on and on about, like, dopamine and all that kind of stuff. And it's like heroin and all these other drugs. Or it'll talk about the unsexiness of pornography and then goes on to talk about this pornography pandemic, right? But when you really want to find, like, the facts, it'll say facts about pornography coming soon. .. Like,
well, I was
going to
say, there's
nothing.
Very few studies out there that actually have double-blind results about the effects of pornography on different individuals. So
yeah.
I was waiting with bated breath to see where you were leading this to, but obviously there's no data to present because there's no studies out there that... No.
But if you want to join in this global campaign against pornography, you can become a fighter. You can spend $10 on a very cool Become a Fighter t-shirt. You can donate $10 to this nonprofit to help them help people recover. And then your job is to educate yourself about the effects of pornography and to educate everyone you know, your coworkers, your friends, your family members, educate them about the addiction.
And if you guys want to join my nonprofit, I am out to educate everyone on the effects of stupid people in society. And yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of the news segment. For more information about these and other stories, make sure you visit our website at www.sin20.com. And don't forget to vote on your favorite stories or dump them if you hate them. We want to remind you XBiz LA is happening February 9th through the 11th at the Sofitel Hotel. Did I get that right?
I think so.
Sofitel?
Or you could say Sofitel. I always say Sofitel, but go on. You never pronounce foreign words well. So
at the Sofitel.